Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Here on the line, coming to us from Waiheke, we're talking to them about her new track called Urban Planning. Good morning to you, Geneva.
Morena.
How are we doing?
Very good. And might I say, beautiful segue.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you so much. How is Waiheke this time of year? Does it get cold at all?
It's actually, you know, I can't be speaking to cold because, you know, you're cooler from where you are. Mm. And I really respect the cold of the South Island. I think it's real. I think it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And I also love the girls who always go out in the tube dress. You know, they're the most heartiest people I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
In the snow. It's really idyllic. It's basically summer up here. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
I really want to come and visit Waiheke sometime because it seems like such an amazing part of the country that very relatively few people get to go see.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I feel very lucky and blessed to be here. I actually don't know how I ended up here. It's like out of it, really. I just, yeah, fell in love with someone from here. Mm. And then you just get a free pass, basically. You're just allowed to call yourself an islander and you're like, I'm definitely not from here.
You've been up there for a hot second now, right? A few years?
Yeah. Few years. Maybe since, 2020. 5 years.
True.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and I wrote my first song for the project, Geneva I Am Here. Mm-hmm. I think there's like something very restorative about Waiheke, and growing up in the city, I knew, you know, what traffics sounded like and, you know, motorways and all of that stuff. So hearing like the ocean every day is like very different, but also kind of the same, like a ongoing kind of droning sound. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very different.
Yeah. No, it's same but different though, you know. It's still traffic in its own. It's carrying all sorts of great little critters and a nasty invasive kelp, unfortunately, in Waiheke. But I do have a real serious question. Are you more of an AM or a PM person?
I used to be a PM person. Mm. I used to only be a PM person. Mm. And then I have a 3-year-old child now.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I was forced into being an AM person. And AM is actually an abbreviation of my last name.
Yes, yeah.
Which is incredibly long and hyphenated because in the 90s, my parents wanted to be like equal and they wanted to, you know, change the system and stuff. They hyphenated their names, which makes, you know, any form really ridiculous for me. But yeah, it's all right. But yeah, I like abbreviating it. And also the association with the morning's quite nice because I used to also stay up until the morning. Oh. So now I wake up at the same time that I used to go to sleep, which is really out of it.
Because AM, PM could go either way. You could be someone who is a PM person but gets an early night. Or you could be an AM person who stays up until 3 a.m. You know, it goes either way.
Yeah.
Yin and yang.
Yeah, just watch the sunrise. Commit, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Now, have you been to Geneva?
I want to go, but I want to go there and get merch, like a full tracksuit. I don't know how to speak French, but I'm sure they'll be accommodating. They're like an international city.
They are. It is one of the most expensive places on Earth, from what I hear. So,
well, maybe if I'm called Geneva, everything will be free.
True, you get the pass.
Every Geneva is a free pass. Yeah. I'll play a show there. I'll make my money that way.
Yeah, I honestly, that would be a pretty good way to make money. Playing in the mountains of Switzerland, that'd be lovely.
Oh my gosh.
So idyllic.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah. This new track, Urban Planning, is the, I think it was the first or second or third or fourth single from the new record, Piki Piki, which is very, very exciting. That's coming out on Matariki, the 20th, next Friday.
Actually, sorry, I changed the release date of the album.
Oh, when is it releasing now?
So there's this thing that you have to do now where you got to like drip feed things.
Yes.
And so this particular single is the second single, and then I'm going to be doing two more singles after that every month until August.
Oh, August. Oh, see, I thought it was June.
I know. And I did too until about a week ago when we were like, we've got to change this now. And I've been furiously trying to get in touch with everybody and let them know that I've completely changed my mind, which is insane. I'm so sorry about that. But, yeah, so it's coming out on the 15th of June, but we've got the pre-sale for the vinyl happening now on Holiday Records. So that will also be released to send on the 15th as well. But if you're a vinyl head and you want to, you know, keep the physical copy of this music, you could totally go to Holiday Records right now and look up Geneva AM Picky Picky. And, yeah, get yourself a copy because I think they're going to sell out.
GYAC, people, get yourself a copy. Well, the song Urban Planning, for me, it occupies two worlds, which many urban Māori folks have and continue to live in. In the song, you talk about the airport being made from crushed up maunga, which is a mountain, your waka being in a museum, and the motorway, it used to be a river. Would you say this track is a sort of reclaiming of this new world and recognising its connection, its undeniable connection to our Māori and your tipuna?
Yeah, well, all of those things are true. So in Mangere area, there's a place called Ihu Mātau, and their ancestral maunga was crushed up and used to, pave the airstrip of the airport there, of Auckland International Airport and domestic airport. So every single time you land in Auckland, you are landing on their ancestors. The
Pretty
waka,
cooked.
Yeah, the waka in the museum is from Ngāti Kahungunu. It's one of the last waka toa in existence. And that's a war canoe, not like a sailing canoe. Yeah, that's from my iwi, kahungunu, and it was the only thing that I knew as a kid that was a kahungunu thing, because everyone up here is a different iwi. They're like Ngāti Whātua, Tainui, you know, Ngāpuhi. Like, no one really does
Ngāti Toa
kahungunu here, even though, so, yeah, that was what I had as a physical thing. I could see this relic of the past, but I don't really know anything else about my pepeha at all. And I also talk about how, you know, to make a new world, you dug up our māra, and a māra is a garden. And in order to create this, you know, supermarket, you had to rip out, you know, all of those, all of that ancestral knowledge, all of those sustainable systems that we'd made to cultivate food, and introduce this, like, capitalist structure of paying for food instead of growing it yourself, and having all of these imported goods. So, you know, there's a double entendre thing going on there, where it's like the new world of post-colonial New Zealand, and then the new world of, you know, New Zealand, which is just one of our supermarkets. I've always thought it was a really funny name.
It's so ominous, right? New World and Countdown are very ominous names.
It reminds me of my grandma as well. We used to go to the New World of Whangawata together. Every time I went and visited, she's like, all right, what do you want? And she'd, like, get me whatever I liked, which was really cool. She was a good grandma.
That's really sweet.
But, yeah, I've got, like, a lot of childhood connections to both sides, because my family are both non-Māori and Māori. And I'm kind of like this living crossroads, I guess, so, you know, where both of these different lineages have moved together and become one within me. So I just kind of say that I'm everything, really. Like, my ancestor helped plant the willow trees along the River Avon in Christchurch. Like, he was part of the Akaroa French. Like, it's just out of it. How? I can't even speak French. I just told you that. But there's an ancestor behind me who's like, you should be speaking French. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I'm so bad at it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to make this song about my pepeha because I didn't grow up with one, and then I was given one later on in life by my uncle, who spent his whole lifetime trying to find his Pepehai, again, his mother died when he was very young. They were bought up by the state. They were taken away by the government, and all of their data was gone. They had no information about their background, and no one wanted to speak about their mum who had passed away. So he had to go so deep in order to find this information. And the song itself starts off with this pepeha that I learned, because I thought I was kahungunu my whole life, and then I found out that we're also another iwi called Ngāti Rua Pani, and that has a higher nobility or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you say your pepeha, that's the one that you say, because you're talking about something that goes back thousands of years, and that's what you're, you know, referring to when you talk about your pepeha. It's like, how far can you go? And yeah, I really wanted to honor his memory. He's passed away now, by creating this song, and then also referencing these, like, you know, geographical like features of the city, and how, you know, the landscape never lies. It's always going to tell you where a river or a mountain is, or what meets, you know, what part of this land meets the sea. And that's exactly how Māori used the land. They didn't really, like, change much of the land. They cultivated their food from areas that were, like, you know, wetlands, rivers, the seaside. Like, there were all of these different areas. I mean, even having, like, a batch or a crib, as you say, down there next to the sea is unnatural, because you're supposed to have a forest there to be a buffer zone for, you know, the land meeting the sea. And that was like the supermarket back then. That was what we had. We had a forest, and we would eat like kereru and stuff, which is apparently delicious, but totally illegal to
eat. It's really good. It's really good.
Oh my God, have you
had it? No. I went trapped in my backyard for some lovely plump kereru to land on. No.
Yeah, there are some iwi who have like a special.
Their claims, eh?
Yeah, they're allowed. Yeah. It's the same thing with the titi, the mutton
bird.
Yeah. Mm. I've had that before.
I really want to try mutton bird. What's it like?
It's really like...
salty as.
Do you like anchovies?
Yeah, love anchovies.
Yeah, because they're a seabird, so they're like very salty, and like the way that they're treated is like the meat is like, you know, it comes off the bone, and it's really nice.
Cool,
yeah. But yeah, I just wanted to make the song just to shout out to anybody out there. They don't have to be Māori, but it's just like just trying to figure out where you came from, because I've spoken to a lot of Pākehā as well who are like, I don't know, like I'm just a New Zealander, but they're like,
what does that
but
mean?
I don't know what where they came from, because a lot of people came here undocumented and they were escaping things that like they didn't want to talk about either. Yeah. And so everybody just kind of came here looking for this new world and this new life and just completely deleting everything else.
Mm.
And that's kind of what we all have in common, is that there's this void century where we're all kind of like, so what exactly happened? And no one can really tell us exactly what happened, because we're all kind of part of the same history now, you know, and these timelines are like crossing over. And I just wanted to like give something to people who are feeling a bit like not lost, but like more like there's something guiding me.
Mm.
But I don't know, I think it's my ancestors, but I'm not really sure, you know, what's happening next, kind of thing. And we live in a very ambiguous time in our life, so,
Very precarious.
Yeah.
Now, that's the thing with post-colonial identity, is that it erases the indigenous people who are there, but the people who are coming over try to, like, import their own identity, but it doesn't work because you're in a new context, you're in a new place, like, the plants that you try to replace the indigenous plants with won't, like, it's weird. It's such a weird, it's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing. I don't understand.
But also, the motivation. On the other side of, you know, of the people who are non-indigenous, they're also expected to like uphold this type of erasure where they become part of like this one group, right? But they're from many different backgrounds: French, Dutch, Scottish,
Portuguese,
Irish, everybody came here. The Chinese, like the Chinese of Arrowtown. Like,
that's,
man.
That's the curse of whiteness, man. It doesn't... It's like how patriarchy still, you know, empowers men, but it also hurts men. It's the same thing with whiteness, is it destroys those, you know, regionalized cultures from Germany or Latvia or wherever. No one knows those ancient dances, the ancient dress they would wear, so on and so forth. You know, that is the curse of whiteness. It homogenizes things so horribly.
But even the term white isn't true, because it's like, you know, there's so many different shades.
Exactly. Spain.
And it's never... But that umbrella word is like not necessarily what everyone is, but you're suddenly defined by it and you can't quite figure out why it doesn't work for you. Because my brother doesn't look anything like me. We have the same mum, who's Pākehā. Mm. And Pākehā just means like non-Māori, but like Māori is kind of like the blanket term for just a person.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's weird. Yeah. But so, you know, I don't know how people feel about that word, but it's just to be like, well, you're not Māori, but you're also a person. I don't know. But anyway, he talks about that word white because he is technically a white man, right?
Mm.
But his grandfather is Brazilian and African.
Mm.
And he doesn't look anything like that, but like he's like, what does that mean? Like, and if we all started out in Africa, then aren't we all kind of part of the same lineage at the end of the day?
We all have the same Whakapapa, yeah.
Yeah, well, at a certain point, there's a crossover, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I kind of feel like we need to get back to this, you know,
this oneness,
communal mentality.
Mm.
Yeah, this one piece.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm actually a fan of one piece.
I said oneness, not one piece.
Oh, yeah. You were like, this one piece? Like,
this one piece. No, I was going to comment on... you know, I thought the album was releasing on Matariki. Matariki has been a binding force for humanity, because there's not a continent on Earth where there hasn't been a people who have looked up at that star cluster and thought there's something beyond us, you know?
Yeah, they've looked up at it and be like, oh, fuzzy.
Yeah, yeah.
That looks like... Yeah, anyway. Yeah. I really like the star constellation Matariki because it's part of a much larger one, which is the Te Waka Nui Arangi, which brings like this huge net, and like Orion's Belt's part of it. There's this one called Tōtoru, which is like the three stars of Orion's Belt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, I think it might be the mast or something, like one part of the ship. But the ship has this net, and every year it takes all of these souls of the people who've passed away and then takes them with them to the afterlife.
Mm.
So they've had about a year to like hang out or whatever, or just kind of be around.
Float around in the cosmic ether.
Yeah, have a little jam being unalived.
Mm.
But yeah.
That word is so funny to me. I really appreciate your time, but I think we have to move on. Really want to thank you for coming on the program and just yarning. It's great.
Māori ora, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Same thing to you, man. Ake. Let's get it going. Thank you for coming on the program. Any final words for our listeners, Geneva?
Oh my god, final words. Oh my god, there's too much pressure. buy my vinyl. Come to my show if you're in Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
There's one on the 19th, 20th, and 21st up at Lee Sawbill.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be lit. Tickets at UTR. Love you.
Cool. Thank you for coming on the program, man. Hopefully we'll see you when the album comes out.
Mm, yeah.
You're awesome.
Yeah,
all right.
Definitely.
Yeah, cheers, man. That was Geneva AM. We're talking to them about their new track, Urban Planning, which is from their upcoming record, Picky Picky. After that, we'll have some clowning around. You are listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Ko whakapuna ke te maunga, ko wai kare moana te roto, ko wai paua te marae. Ko horuta te waka, ko ngāti hinga hinga te hapu, ko ngāti rua pane te iwi, tēnā koe.
Believe I'm never alone. How does it feel when you're finally home? I wanna believe I'm never alone. How does it
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.